This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
ER. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Two men are dead after a car crash near the Galleria. HPD Assistant Chief Adrian Rodriguez says the car might have been the same one officers attempted to pull over a few minutes earlier.
The officers didn't even get a chance to pursue that vehicle because as soon as they turned on that vehicle that was further west from this location, they lost sight of that vehicle. A few minutes later, I'm not sure the time, 5-10 minutes, whatever that time frame may be, a call dropped for a major accident at this location.
Rodriguez says an officer wanted to pull the vehicle over for running a red light this morning around 5:45 when it sped off. Several Sugar Land residents voiced their opposition to a property tax increase at a public hearing Tuesday night. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about their concerns.
Sugar Land could raise its property tax rate by 1 cent per $100 of property valuation. That would increase the average homeowner's bill by about $95 per year. Some residents aren't happy about that. They say homeowners are already being crushed by rising home insurance rates and inflation, and that the city should take measures to reduce its costs. This is Sugar Land resident Anna Lakutis-Safiris speaking at a public hearing Tuesday.
Why are we forcing our seniors and families who are struggling to leave the city they love? This is not right.
Sugar Land City Council will vote on the property tax rate next week. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Nedley Weber, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Astros beat the Blue Jays last night 3-2. They gave up a lead late in the bottom of the eighth, but scored again in the ninth.
That ball's drilled high and deep to left field. Yiner Diaz gives the Astros a 3-2 lead in the ninth.
Space City Home Network with the call there. Houston remains one game up over the Mariners for first place in the division. It's currently 82 degrees on the University of Houston campus, sunny today with a high near 93. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for